You've been flattened. In 2017, I was asked to join a project called Dexter, and it was completely rudderless. And so I came in, and because the project was behind, and I was an engineer, and they say, hey, work on this. And I said, okay. 2 weeks later, I'm like, BT dubs, this project is a complete nightmare. Fast forward to a month later, and we were swapping out all of the code that a team of maybe four worked on for a year. We swapped out all of their code for something that I had written as a pet project. It was called Pug Ranch. Months after that, they asked if I wanted to be the manager of that project. And seeing how horribly that project had gone before my involvement, I said, I don't want anyone's poor decision-making ability to impact the stuff that I've been working so hard on for the last several months. So they made me a manager. At the time, it made perfect sense. I was one of the better communicators. I could speak up to executives and I could speak down to engineers. I could provide guidance on how to solve particular problems, and I could provide a vision of how we were going to build things in the future. Then in 2022, we were faced with sort of what we would call replatforming. So we had to build another very important code base. And so they're like, Chris, you're our guy for building important code bases, you and your team. So go get going. In this instance, the stress took its toll on me. We had an entire organization that was untrained on the technologies we were implementing. And I was one of maybe three or four people that understood these technologies. So people would come and they would make poor decisions. And despite my best efforts to train them and educate them. And so it was very frustrating because all I saw was people making poor decisions left and right with a lack of knowledge and context. And they didn't seem terribly interested in getting any of that context or knowledge. Because I would say, hey, don't do this, and here's why. And then they'd say, hey, we're going to do it anyways. So I felt very defeated. What's the point of me managing a project if I can't provide the direction for how that project is going to go? I was very unhappy. So I said, why don't you just give me my team, and we'll go over here and we'll play in this smaller sandbox. Milo, which is what the project was called, is in a good spot. You don't need me anymore. I'm more of an emerging technologies guy. You don't need me. And so I asked to take this team and go work in a different space. That did not last very long, maybe 6 months at most. My heart wasn't in things anymore. I was continuing to see bad decisions being made. So a month or two ago, probably more like 3 months now, my new boss asked me to report to him, which in a lot of ways is like kind of a step up because it removes one layer. And kind of how we think about these things is like the layers you are removed from leadership is like your sort of clout on the totem pole of corporate bullshit. So in some ways he's like, you're going to have one less layer and you're going to report to me now. Isn't that great? And I said, yeah, but you're going to flatten me, aren't you? And what flattening means is we're going to remove you from being a manager. And he sort of like chuckled and was like, yep, that's what we're doing. Is that going to be okay for you? And I'm like, hell yeah, it's going to be okay. There's no point in me being a manager anymore. Anyways, people keep like, I have no control over certain things. So, you know, I think it was a little bit of a relief to him that I was totally fine being flattened. I was excited about it. Like, I've talked about this before, like as a manager, like I'm not good at TPS reports and Jira tickets and all of that crap. I'm just not. I am a good leader. And I think it's important to have those two distinctions, visionary, leader, all those things. And yes, I'm tooting my own horn here saying that I'm a visionary, at least in the areas that I work in. Now my world has been freed up to do all of the things that I love. And I think it's funny because he was really worried that I was going to not like this. Because typically you don't give up power. I'm looking at you, Donald Trump. People don't like giving up power. And I was perfectly happy with it because ultimately all I care about is the products that I build, the people that I inspire. And if you're not inspired by me or you're bugged by me, that's fine. I'm not for everyone. But this is my way of saying I was flattened. I'm no longer an engineer. I'm technically an architect. And it bugs me because I can't definitively say, no, we're not doing this. And I found my own ways of being able to say that. Being a manager, you can definitively say those things like, no, you're not going to change my project in this way. And so I struggle with that a little bit because like part of my success is being so controlling, as shitty as that is. It's the truth. But I'm a much happier person. And, you know, I still have my struggles where teams make poor decisions and I have to sort of like figure out how I communicate that in a polite way. But yeah. And the thing about being flattened is it's not a one-way street. Just like being a manager is not a one-way street. Just because you become a manager doesn't mean you will be a manager forever. Yeah. And with that, I'll let you go. Bye.